Richard Fordyce is the administrator of the Farm Service Agency. Talk a little bit about programs, especially referring to Missouri. Now, you pointed out yourself to a crowd here in Illinois, not so green over in Missouri. So what's the situation and what's coming?
Well, I think by looking at the drought map, really the northern half of Missouri is impacted in some way by drought. And I know the bullseye kind of is in that Caldwell-Livingston County area where they now, in the last drought monitor, indicated being D4 drought. And that's certainly it's impactful. It's impactful to crops, obviously. That's the first thing you see. But then pastures are drying up and ponds are drying up. And so it's very impactful. You know, I guess from a Farm Service Agency perspective, we do have a number of programs that step in and assist the Livestock Forage Program and our ECP program, Emergency Conservation Program, that provides for some assistance to producers that are in a bind from, you know, water shortages and that sort of thing, and other programs that step in. But, you know, you never, as a farmer, you know, you never want to be looking at federal farm programs for assistance. You want to raise a crop or, you know, raise a herd. And so it's super frustrating. I know at home I was in the last couple of weeks, I've been in South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, Michigan, and Ohio, and now today in Illinois. And the crops look really good in all those areas, except, honestly, for that kind of northern half of Missouri, a little bit of northeastern Kansas, starting to spread a little bit into southern Iowa, and a little bit of western Illinois is dry. But boy, there's a big swath of the country that looks awfully good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, again, I want to talk specifically too about the trade assistance package, and how some farmers might not even be touched by that with a zero crop.
Well, that's kind of been the thought all along, is that from the president to the secretary, this program needs to help producers that have production in the marketplace. And if producers don't have bushels in the marketplace, it's looking like, again, rules aren't completely finalized, but it looks like you will have to have bushels exposed to the market to get payments.
Now, also there are livestock producers who are without forage this year. I'm asking purely because we've been looking for information on this. Is there a program that's just kicked in for producers that you know of at the federal level?
So the Livestock Forage Program is one. There could be some variations of other programs, and we're looking into that. At the Farm Service Agency, I think we do a good job responding to disasters. Drought, on the other hand, is something that continues to build. And so we know when we look at drought maps, you know, it starts with D1, D2, and it continues. And so I know certainly the states impacted, Missouri specifically, and then the other states that border to a lesser degree, you know, have made some requests to Washington. We're looking at options. We're looking at things that we're going to be able to do. I would expect, for example, CRP releases for haying and grazing. That area will expand. And then just looking at other options for producers to subsidize forage, to assist with water, either water development, water distribution, water hauling, some of those other activities. You know, it's just, droughts are just awful things. They build up slow, and you continue, I think, as a farmer, you've got a positive attitude, and you continue to expect that rain chance that's in the forecast. You expect to get rain, and when you don't, that just compounds that frustration and disappointment. But we are certainly looking, from the Farm Service Agency's perspective, we're looking at opportunities to engage and to assist where we can.
How do you like the job?
I love the job. I do. I really do. I get a chance to work with some amazing people across the country, our state executive directors, in every state, and then certainly the staffs in the state offices and in the county offices. The opportunity to interact with them is truly amazing. And then the staff in Washington, some newer folks and some long-term folks, It is, I really enjoy it a lot.